Hajj involves two parallel journeys, namely the journey of body and the journey of soul. Pilgrims of the House of God purify their hearts from what keeps them away from God. The ritual starts in the Great Mosque by circling 7 times around the Kaaba in an anti-clockwise direction, which is known as Tawaf, followed by 2 rak'ah of prayers. Pilgrims often experience a very moving moment when they first set their eyes on Kaaba.
I was astonished. I was meeting the highest.
A unique experience, like a drop joining the ocean.
They walk and run 7 times along a passageway in the Great Mosque between Safa and Marwa Mounts, commemorating a search for water by Hajar, wife of the Prophet Abraham. Rituals also involve traveling to the Valley of Arafat and standing in the open, praising God, supplicating and meditating. This is followed by spending the night in Muzdalifah. In the morning, pilgrims head towards Mina and start the first in a series of throwing stones at pillars symbolizing the devil. The pillars stand at 3 points where Satan is believed to have tried to tempt the Prophet Abraham. Pilgrims also sacrifice an animal to commemorate the incident when the Prophet Abraham was about to sacrifice his son for the sake of God, and God accepted a sheep instead. Pilgrims then shave their heads or cut some parts of it. They should return to the Great Mosque at Mecca for further rituals, either before or after they complete their stay and stoning the devils in Mina. At the end of it all, pilgrims hope that their Hajj is accepted by God.
In narration, we have one very clear and short narration. It says, Alamatu Qabul al-Hajj. If you want to find, is it your Hajj accepted or not, there is one sign for it. Alamatu Qabul al-Hajj, Tarku ma kana alayhi al-abd min al-dhamb. It is, if you want to know if your Hajj is accepted, if you can leave one unfortunate sin that you may commit it, if you leave it, this chance shows that your Hajj is accepted.
Pilgrims perform rituals at several locations, but this one really stands out. It's the holiest place on earth. You can feel the energy here. Bahadur Bijani, Press TV, Mecca, Saudi Arabia.